Remember, we were going right to bed.
Oh, yeah. See, well, I guess. Let's see what happens here.
Is something wrong? No, nothing's wrong. If you say so. It's not gonna happen again. I thought we had an understanding. We do. That's what I wanted to assure you of. I don't need to be reassured. I need you to stop talking about it. Wow. Fine, but I wasn't though. And it's not my fault. I was going to sleep on the couch. Can we just sleep? I'll take the couch instead. You don't have to do that.
They're not gonna explain that right away. Hey, Grim. Yeah.
Yeah, so she
anything
said,
for an excuse?
Hey, Grim.
Check her out.
Wow. Jill, can't sleep? No, can I share the couch with you? Go ahead, there's plenty of space. Really?
That'd be my answer.
Don't have to worry about me kicking you or something. Thanks, haha. But you see me do yoga, you never know. I'll head downstairs if that happens.
Sneak a peek.
Hey, thanks for coming here tonight. I think it meant the world to Kathy hearing what you said. It's just a stupid mess. I know that it wasn't the Dicks who did this. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't believe that.
Take her hand.
I've seen what they're like. How do you mean? Never mind, it's just so surprising to me that you're one of them. Do you spend a lot of time with Rusty? Not a lot, but we started talking more and more. What do you think of him?
I don't know.
You want me to go with that?
Yeah.
I don't know him well enough to answer that. I've seen both good and bad sides to him. He's way less impulsive than someone like Tommy. Okay. Why do you ask? How well do you know him? It's kind of embarrassing, but remember what I told you during our date?
About?
Something about your family? No, I'm sorry. I got that wrong. No, about how I used to date. Rusty was one of the guys I went out on a date with.
How was it?
Oh, how did that go? I believe I told you that it wasn't enjoyable. I think we fucked up twice on this.
Maybe.
Any
wanna redo?
Yeah.
Let's do it quick while we have our faculties about us.
History. Yeah, we do that. And then look. And we go back in. And we hit yes. Alright, so we end free roam.
She snaps the picture.
Yeah, she's
says our gay experience isn't gonna happen, so I'm going in the other room.
The gay experience.
Yeah, lesbian. I'm sorry, I wasn't PC on that. Sneak peek. Take her hand.
I don't know. About dating people? Yeah, that's it. Rusty was one of the guys I went on a date with.
Was it serious? Why is
it
so
serious? No, it was only a date. Anyway, his friend showed up during our date, and it was like I vanished. You know how guys are when they hang out.
It's scared of being himself, maybe?
He was scared of being himself in front of his friends? I think that was it. And that behavior is why I don't trust any of them. To me, they're nice dudes, but I get it. They are different from the preps. Haha, the preps. Yeah, they're different. Good night, Jill. Smack. Good night. Take it further. Is something wrong? I wasn't prepared for you to kiss me like that. It was only a kiss. Oh. So they're making out
it's
now.
It's always better to take it further. Till you catch a case.
Yeah?
Whoa.
Grim. Here we go.
Okay.
Breathe louder. Grim. Yeah. It's moving a bit too fast for me. I figured it was gonna happen.
Yeah.
I get it. Sorry, I couldn't resist. Are you alright? I'm good. It's hot in here. Haha. Yeah, it really is. I think we should get some rest. Good night, Jill. Uh-huh, good night. I'm so stupid, right? No, that was smart. It's way too fast for me. And this isn't the place for it either. Bella's on the other side of that wall. That's so disrespectful. But he just makes me feel so... God, I can't think straight. My head is rushing. Breathe. Sunday. It's bright outside. Did I sleep for that long? Jill's already up. Bella's probably up too. I could check on her. Hey Bella, are you in here? Nope, she's awake. She didn't make her bed. Not that I'm much different when it comes to that. What's that on the floor? Photo frame? It must have dropped from her bedstand. Oh wow. I hardly recognize her in this picture. She looks so happy. What a beautiful smile. So that's her husband. I wonder when it's okay to ask about him. It's kind of weird that he's not at home. I bet Jill knows something.
Time to gossip. Talk to Bella.
Optional. Oh! So what will it be this year? What do you mean? Ah, you've reached that age to not be excited about birthdays anymore?
This party at the strip club, Dad.
You're already planning for it? Oh, no, it's not that. What should we say?
No, it's not that. Just been swamped lately.
A lot of new impressions lately, eh? You could say that. Then your birthday comes at a perfect time this year, so what do you wish for? You don't have to get me something. For me, it's enough to come back home and see you. Money could come in handy. I don't wish for anything in particular. Surprise me.
Yeah, let me.
It's kind of ironic. When you were young, there was no end to your wishes, and it was hard to choose what to get you. Now that you're older, you barely wish for anything, and it's even trickier. Haha, I love to think extra hard this year. Oh, before I forget, you still get mail to my address. I guess the postal services are lagging behind. It's mostly been junk mail, but you did receive an important letter.
Who's it from?
I think it's a letter you should read in person. It's not something to talk about over the phone. Maybe I shouldn't have brought it up, but I feared I would forget about it when you come home for your birthday.
Should I be worried?
No, not at all, but it's important. It's about your mother. Don't worry, we'll talk about it when you come home. Okay, I trust you know what's best. Thank you, son. Talk to you soon. Have a nice Sunday. Take care, Dad, or love you, Dad.
Love you, Dad.
Right.
You respond to your dad.
Right.
Let's see.
Night could have gone better, but with you by my side, I always have fun. Maggot Brothers forever. Hell Week, Burdenmeister, and Roy. Welcome, brothers. Welcome, brothers. Welcome, brothers. Congrats. Like you girls care. Congrats, you made it. Well deserved. Congratulations. Happy birthday. I know you make it. Thanks for doing this with me, brother.
Yeah, like, do that.
Yeah. Okay, people like that one.
It was so fucking hard.
Yeah, hungover, feeling like shit. Toast me, huh?
Like.
You're so cute without makeup. You're hotter than most hot. Such a natural beauty.
You're so cute without makeup.
Yup.
You don't
she said toast, not roast.
Oh, that's a burp.
Think of it as the opposite of roasting someone. You make them feel better about it. Oh. I know my tits don't stag. Of course they don't. I was just repeating what people say to me. All right, we're not going to spend too much time on Rooster. But let's see.
I was going to see if you found anything from Kathy on the... Dayton.
Big the secret post on you read by Big Dick Dog. And someone at Rooster helped me with that? This week's party's awesome. This is my new best friend Caleb. He's awesome. If anyone knows Rooster Nick, it's let me know. Single life party. What the hell?
Okay. Deleted.
Wow. All right. Oh yeah, we've put past that. All right, I think we're done on Rooster.
Oh.
I keep thinking there'd be something there if it's not.
That's the bedroom. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yoga stuff reminds me I should get some exercise soon.
She can afford a pretty nice house for a librarian.
Yeah.
Get a married librarian.
It's not her money.
Maybe not.
She is. Can't look at that many places in this house. It's like a labyrinth for a...
Alright, you're back where you started.
Okay. Can't go through that door.
Guess it's morning time.
Yeah, it's just up the stairs.
Probably, yeah. Find the kitchen.
I'm looking. Can't go anywhere in there. Just let me go... Oh!
There's where the mask was.
Yep. I remember that.
The shower.
Bathroom. Locked. Wonder if I can see something through the crack. I hope it's too dark to see anything. I'm gonna ask Jill about this.
Snoopy. What about that?
Nope. There's the dining room.
Wasn't that other door? Where's the other door?
No. Oh! Alright.
Hello.
Morning, Bella. Making breakfast? Yes, I'm assuming you want coffee. Slept well? Yeah, that couch is more comfortable than you'd think. You need any help? No, go ahead and join Jill. She's by the pool. What? The pool.
Probably out.
Yeah. I don't know.
Found the pool.
Right.
It's obviously not the shower. It's a small pool. Maybe it's upstairs. It's not an upstairs pool, man.
Well, I'm... Her house is a mess.
The top floor has a wonderful pool. That's where I made my first million.
First million. Well, didn't think we were gonna get lost in our house today.
Get downstairs, man. Just get downstairs.
Alright. I can't. It's okay.
That door. There's downstairs. Well, you might have found something.
Well, there's six balls in it for some reason.
There's downstairs. Behind you. See if you. Yeah. Keep going behind you. See where else you can turn besides behind. There. Try that. Or that. Nope. Go back through the. Oh, that. Take note. Go back through.
Nope. Shit, where am I in now? Right. Okay.
Go. Just keep going back. Go back. Go back to the kitchen.
Alright. No. That's the kitchen, right? No.
Over to your left. Oh.
Well, I did.
Go to the left. Try that door. No. Turn around. Go through there. It looked like there was a window. Yeah. All right. Try your right and see.
Well, we did.
No, the right.
Oh, the right.
The right when you can see her and see what happens.
All right. We tried right.
I think that sun door over there, but I don't guess. Can you not go through it? There.
We got it. Looks like Bella's planning to paint the fence. I could stay and help her with that.
Help her.
I'll do it before leaving. No, I'm in the garage. There's some clean boots. Oh, those are some clean boots.
Uh-oh, an axe.
An axe.
It's a fire axe.
Yep.
Nice bite.
That's what he said.
For a librarian.
I got a render.
Alright, let's
The Maya render. Yeah. Oh shit. Morning, Grim. Hey, good morning. While Bella's still in the kitchen, I want to ask you something about her. What's the deal with her husband? Oh, wow. Why are you asking me about this? I get the feeling that I can't ask Bella about it. He's not at home. She wears her wedding ring, and I saw her wedding picture in her bedroom. So, I got curious. Curiosity killed the cat, my friend.
What are you doing in her bedroom? I think she would say.
You were in her bedroom? Yeah. Listen, I don't know how close you are, but I think you're right. You shouldn't ask her about it. Come on, give me something. You can trust me not to tell anyone. I'm sorry, but I can't do this to her. And I don't think I can make you understand this without telling you things I shouldn't. Okay, another thing then. It might sound stupid, but what's in her locked room? What locked room? The one next to the bathroom. Is it locked? Yes. I haven't been in here a lot, but it's locked. And I know that it shouldn't matter, but yesterday she got awkward when we were standing next to it. Now I think of it, it's not the first time either. I think you're reading into things. Okay, so could I ask her about that? Grim, what are you trying to do exactly? I don't understand what you're going for. Cut her some slack and let her have some privacy, okay? I'm just trying to understand her better. That isn't the way to do it.
Duh.
Ugh, forget I asked. Coffee's ready. Great, thanks. It's a bit cloudy today. They say it will rain next week. I'm gonna miss summer. You don't like fall or winter? No, I hate it. It's too cold and you can't do anything fun outdoors. You can do lots of things outdoors. You can go hiking in the fall or skiing in the winter. Then afterward, you could cuddle up indoors in front of a fire. No, you freeze your ass off outdoors and you curse the shitty heater when you're indoors. Showers don't get warm enough and you feel any draft from poor insulation. Oh, maybe this winter will be different for you? Maybe. You'll have to fix the broken windows in the Dick Mansion if that's gonna happen. You're moving in there? That's been my plan since day one. They have this old library that I have my eyes on. The library is a dorm. It sounds nicer than it is. The windows are broken and it's a total mess. I'm talking about ruined furniture and wallpaper, and there are books and debris everywhere. It's gonna take a lot of effort to clean it, let alone repair the damage. Do you have to stay there? You could apply for another dorm. Yeah, I could. If I had done that from the start, I might have had a place to call my own. I'm not giving up this early now, or this easily now. I'm heading over there today to talk to them. Sounds like a plan for the day. How about you, Jill? I need to talk to Tibble. That's about it for today. But I'm not in a rush or anything if you wanted to do something. My plans include yoga and to finish painting the inside of the picket fence today. But you don't have to stay and help with that. I won't say no to yoga, but I didn't bring any clothes for it, and I'd rather not sweat in these. I'll find you something to wear. How about you? Feeling up for it? Sure, why not? I could get some exercise today. Drink your coffee before it gets cold. Morning. Not so loud. You too? Good. Then I don't have to feel bad for spending the day on the couch. Is it weird that I feel more hungover from that party than any other normal party? Not really. Think about it. Last night you had to drink to have fun. You probably downed a few extra because of that. With a party at the Dicks, you don't. Speaking of them, did you hear about the Hell Week misunderstanding? Yeah, I'm glad I don't have to deal with that fallout. Let me guess, you saw Grim at the party? Yeah, don't remind me. Do you get why we had to be there? I mean, I know we got paid for it, but do we really need it? More sisters mean that we need a higher income. Yeah, but doesn't that scale with the fundraising work we already do? That's too much math for a Sunday, Heather. But what about the fees we pay? That should cover a lot. Hey, don't look at me. This was Sage's idea. I don't agree with it. We shouldn't talk like that. Who am I gonna bitch to about it then? Six new sisters are gonna live here with us. It would get way too crowded. And was that party really a one-time deal? Sage has made such bad decisions lately. I think the stress of being a senior is starting to affect her leadership. She should just pass the torch already.
If I could only be a fly on a nipple right now, the conversations I'd hear.
It's me. I know I'm late. Something happened, but don't worry. I have it now. All of it. No, I'm not making any excuses. Tomorrow night. Bye. Quinn, do you have a moment? It's better be good. It's about Mona. She wanted me to tell you that she's out. Out? You know, the tuition. She couldn't go through with it. So she's out. Where is she? In her dorm. Is she gonna be a problem? You see, this is where you answer me, Kamala. Don't just stand there dumbfounded by a simple fucking question. Is she gonna be a problem? Yes or no? So how am I supposed to join you for yoga? I've got nothing to wear. Wait here. I'll find both of you something. Haha, this wasn't well thought out of for either of us.
Joke.
Worst comes to worst, we can do yoga naked. Haha, yeah, I'm sure Bella would love that idea. Here you go, I hope they'll fit. These are some pretty old clothes. Take it or leave it. What about me? Follow me, I have something you can wear too. Old, you can wear too. Why not something new? Pardon me, but I just piss her off.
Keep quiet.
Wow. These are male clothes. They probably belong to her husband. The shirt is too short. It's pretty worn out. But the shorts fit. They're still changing in the yoga outfits. I can wait for them in the home gym.
I want to peek, but I don't know what would happen. You'd save it now and then peek.
Or... Oh, shit.
Shite. Nice.
Do they fit? Kinda. The top is a bit loose. You could wear your bra underneath. I don't like doing yoga wearing a bra, and it's not that loose. Okay, that's enough. I'm going. This is gonna be fun. Though I hope Bella isn't as bossy as she was last time. Sorry for keeping you waiting. Hey, these clothes did fit.
Compliment them.
Nice. Are you done? Alright, let's do some yoga. How do we do this? Let's take turns using the yoga mat. You two can start with the yoga balls. Okay, what do we do with them? I'll show you. Hey, why is this ball cut in half? You can do push-ups with it. It's great for balance training. Oh, that's cool. I've never seen one like that.
You might have to look for
it. I might have. Yeah, I would probably like one of those. Here, sit on this ball. All right, then what? Keep your feet in place and start pivoting your body. Hold that position. Can you feel your buttocks are engaged?
Take it serious, maybe. I would kind of wonder what he'd say on the joke, but he has some pretty bad jokes.
This is a butt ball? I thought it was for yoga. Stop being silly.
Okay.
Just do that and change positions every 30 seconds. Looking good, Bella. Don't forget to breathe. Well, now. She's very flexible. Yeah, I know. I try my best, but I'm nowhere near as flexible as she is. She can probably put her own fucking leg over her head. Over her shoulder, you know, like...
Looks like she's practicing dry humping the air.
Can you do those positions that she's doing? Pretty much, but not as well. Bella usually gives me pointers of what I need to improve. Time to change position, Grim. Pivot to the other side. Perfect. Hold it like that. Yes, sir. What's that position? That's a bridge pose. Since when do bridges air hump?
I tell you, he's listening to me.
He might be. Aha, didn't I tell you to stop that? She's doing dynamic yoga. Back to the other side. Pivot. My buttocks are feeling it for sure.
Don't look at Bella. You looking at Jill right now.
Jill, you're up. Alright, you can sit on the butt ball. Ooh, poor me. Ugh, you can sit on the butt ball with Grim. Ha ha. Butt ball? It's a stupid joke. But balls are great for your ass, huh? What? These yoga balls, they're great. My ass is already sore. I'm happy that your ass is sore. Aha!
Peek it.
Okay.
Of course you're doing it with Isabella looking right at you, so I don't know how it works.
Okay, I should focus. You could do other exercises with them too. Lie down on it facing the floor. Okay, like this? Yes, but spread your legs.
Spread your legs.
Done. Now lift one leg and hold it for as long as you can while keeping balance. This is a core exercise, right? Correct. Keep alternating your legs. Bella, how does this look? Looks perfect. Great form.
Yeah.
Good lord. That shirt is way too short.
Nah, never. No such thing. Look closer.
Head forward. Oh, shit. Okay, let's switch. Take a breather. Get ready for a switch, Jill. Okay, I'll do one more exercise.
Focus. I don't want to get slapped again.
Phew, okay, I'm done. Grim, you're up. I wouldn't know where to start. Someone's gonna help me, right? Let's see you do the downward facing dog. Start by laying down flat on the ground with your hands along the side. Aha, I didn't know planking was a yoga position. You learn something new every day. Put your fingertips in line with the center of your chest and press up to all fours. Okay. Tuck your toes and lift your hips straight up towards the ceiling. Keep your knees straight and slowly place your heels on the floor. That's it. Now you're doing the downward facing dog. Woof woof. Keep that pose for a bit. When you're done, you can go back to the all fours pose and then transition into the upward facing dog. That's the pose you already know from before. Yeah, one of those. How's it going? Very high. Good. Keep your abs flexed. I am. He's doing good, isn't he? If he only didn't joke around so much, yes. Training is supposed to be fun. How was your date? Do you want to know about it? I was going to ask you, but I didn't find time for it. If I had, we wouldn't have had that altercation last night. So I'm asking you now, how was it? It was, very good. You're blushing. No, I'm not. You are. He is very sweet. Good. Hey, is this a pose? Ha 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 ha, no. Okay, time for some yoga pair poses, Jill. Wow, that looks painful.
Yeah, okay.
It's not painful if your muscles are warmed up and you take it slow. Very good, Jill. Breathe. Yeah, I don't know. This looks too advanced for me. I think you would be able to do it. How are your legs feeling, Jill? They're getting used to the pain. Let's keep this pose for a little while longer. You want to try it, Grim?
Yeah, try it with Jill.
Sure, can I try it with Jill? Go ahead. Okay, let's do it. Sit in front of me. Good, now give me your hand. Put palm against her palm, right? What are we doing?
I don't know. I guess palm against palm.
Okay, great. Move a bit closer and gently press your feet against mine.
Don't flirt or flirt.
Haha, stop that, it tickles. Okay, perfect. How does it feel? Not that bad. Good, now for the final step. Lean in towards me and put your forehead against mine. Okay, this is starting to hurt. It looks great. Hold it until, hold it like that until the pain goes away. Hey, you're right, it's not that bad anymore. Good workout, you two did great. Thanks, it was fun. It's way different than how I usually train, but it felt good. I'm not fully done yet. I still need to train some more balance. Go ahead, I'm heating up the sauna. Feel free to join me afterward. Thanks, but I don't think I will. If you change your mind, you'll find fresh towels by the shower. More balance training? Just a couple more exercises. I'm gonna use the big yoga ball. Show me how it's done. You start like this.
Shite.
And then you go up like this. And back and forth slowly while keeping balance.
Warning her. That's a tough one.
Want to try it? Maybe I can try something else? Okay. I know. Lie down on the ball and have your feet on the ground. Good. Come towards me a bit. The ball should be almost up by your neck. It feels like I'm going to fall to the sides. You're not going to fall. Give me your hands. A little bit more towards me. No, stop. That's too much. Ah! Are you okay? Yeah. What about you? Yeah, it wasn't that big of a fall. Uh-oh.
Cancer.
This isn't balance training. You have to take a break between exercises. I'm gonna go shower.
I don't know, with Bella? I guess you couldn't shower at the same time. That one would be one to say. Or you could. save over the ones we've already done successfully.
Me too? Upstairs or downstairs? How about you take the downstairs one? No problem. Have a good one. I got some time to start painting before they're done showering and putting on makeup. Okay, let's go back. Alright, I'm gonna join Bella in the sauna for a bit. Fuck me, that's a hot sauna. Jesus. Ever heard of knocking? Oh, I startled you, my bad. There are towels outside if you want one. I'm okay. The times I've been in a sauna, I've always worn swim trunks anyway. It's your choice, but you just exercise in those trunks.
You do what in those trunks?
You just exercised in them. Gonna get sweaty anyway, or joke?
I guess gonna get sweaty anyway.
What's the difference? I'm gonna get sweaty in here anyway. This is relaxing. What a luxury to have a sauna and a pool in your home. Yes, it's a very nice home. Have you lived here for long? 10 years, something like that. It's a long time. Me and my dad have lived in this house since I was a kid. Or lived in his house since I was a kid. Does it feel strange to move away for college? Yeah, sort of. It's a big change, that's for sure. I do miss living with him, but it also feels like I've gotten more freedom now that I moved out. I remember that feeling. My parents and I were fighting constantly before I moved out. And as soon as I left, our relationship changed for the better. We stopped fighting about pretty petty things, and we could just be happy whenever we got the chance to see each other. That sounds nice. Where do they live? They used to live here, in this house. They're gone now. Oh, I'm so sorry. It's fine. And then Dad and I never fought that much, except for martial arts, haha. Yeah, that's a different kind of fighting. I guess the one big thing that's different now is that I don't have to worry about him catching me masturbating in the shower. Ha. What? Nothing. It's getting too hot for me. I'm gonna cool off with a shower. Go ahead. I'll still be a while. I got some time to start painting for they're done showering and putting on makeup. I'm not a painter, but I know enough to do this. I can see she's already done a lot of the work. She's both sanded the boards and applied primer. Just missing the paint. Okay, from top to bottom. Painting minigame is similar to the drinking minigame, with one exception. You have to hover your mouse cursor so that the entire path is painted before reaching the exit. Don't go outside of bounds, paint the entire path and reach the goal before the invisible timer ends. I know, it's hard. Oh, my mouse. No, my mouse actually fucked up on me there. Because I'm not used to doing these with my mouse.
Yeah.
It's not going to be perfect, but it'll be decent.
Doing
nice things. Phew, done. She may want to apply another layer with a stripe, but that's her call. Hey, I'm gonna head out. If you stay for lunch, I can drive you and Jill to campus after we eat. I'm not saying no to that. What's on the menu? Mumbles, the menu. It's nothing fancy. I'm making pancakes. Need any help? Do you know how to make pancakes? Think so. I think so. For the batter mixture, you need eggs.
Eggs. Flour.
Eggs. Flour.
Milk. think that's it.
And that's about it. Almost. Hey, I'm not a cook. That's fine, I'll teach you. First, you mix the dry ingredients in a bowl. I like to substitute vanilla powder for sugar in my pancakes. Then you mix the wet ingredients in a separate bowl. Good, now mix them together, but don't overmix them. Why? We want fluffy pancakes, and overmix them will create gluten and make them chewy.
Gluten?
Hey, chewy is good. Gotta sink your teeth into something. No, fluffy is better for pancakes.
Make fluffy pancakes.
Like that? That looks good. That's enough. Now we let the batter sit for a few minutes.
I bet her husband saw handcuffed and gagged in that room.
Oh, you're making pancakes? The best pancakes in town. That's a bold statement. Bella's teaching me how to cook. Go ahead, don't mind me. So what's next? It's time to cook the pancakes. Heat up a skillet and add butter to it. All right.
What did she say? Low heat or medium heat?
Medium heat. Heat on. Great. Now you add the batter. Adding batter. No, wait. Not all at once. How am I supposed to know that? Ha 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 ha. You've seen a pancake before, right? Wow, passive aggressive much? Tell me how you were planning to cook your pancake like that, then. I don't know, maybe cut it up with a knife after it's cooked? No, try it again. Add a few tablespoons of batter this time. Okay, that does look better. Wait a little bit longer and before you flip the pancake. Oh, I know this next part. Use the flipper. No need for a flipper, watch this. Oh! I'll go get the broom. Hey, look, it's coming back down. Damn it, can't eat it now. But a pancake stuck to the ceiling would have been fine. 3 second rule, no? Don't worry, I'll do it better next time. I know I can do it without a flipper. Flip the pancake by clicking the flip button. Time your flip with the cursor to get a higher score.
Can you do that?
The closer you are to the center of the bar, the green zone, the higher your score.
Next.
It's not that good. Oh, they're black. It doesn't do it when I want it to. No, yeah, it's not good.
That one looks good.
Should've got a score.
It's biracial pancakes.
Uh-oh.
The first flip, you're doing great. What?
Yeah, it's weird. The flips are the flips are bizarre on this. It's like it's not letting me. Okay.
Maybe you have to flip it before it gets to the new high score.
Hold on. I did it wrong. You're supposed to click the button. You have to click the flip button.
At this rate, I'm not going to have anything to eat.
Well, hold on. Quite a while back, though. Uh-oh. I fucked that up. Oh well, we'll just deal with it. I can do the rest of the batter. Come, Grim, let's set the table. Looks like you just enjoyed watching us cook. Haha, I did. I hope you don't mind. I put out a pic, but I put a picture of you flipping pancakes on Rooster. You did? I gotta see it. I know you shouldn't make fun of people watching. Yeah, Jamal Adam. Okay.
Isabella Robinson. Isabella wouldn't care for that.
How to cook made my day so much better. Ha, cooking pancakes.
Like.
We got pancakes, didn't we? Thanks for the lesson. Let's make something more advanced.
Something nice. Thanks for the lesson.
I'm not sure. What should we put? Right here?
Yeah, try that.
Alright. Sticking to the ceiling, then, yeah. How about toast or something that doesn't involve your special trick? I love toast out with you.
What did Tibble say?
He always bullshit, goat cheese is bullshit. You're testing her patience at times. It's a bit funny to be a bit, it's funny to be a bit goofy. You do feel that she gets irritated. I don't know, I think she enjoys it. But what do I know? She's hard to read at times. Oh, that looks delicious.
That looks pretty obvious on her face.
Yeah. Hey, you put more things on there. Yes, it's only maple syrup and butter. But fancy.
Those are some thick-ass pancakes.
Yeah, no. This tastes great. I'm impressed, Grim. Most of my pancakes were burnt. I think Bella made these. You're a good teacher for a librarian. Oh, Bella's a teacher, too. She is? Yeah, she teaches one class on campus. Really? I didn't know that. Yes, librarians are teachers in essence.
What kind of class? Or cooking class?
What kind of class? During spring, I teach a class in college research skills.
That sounds about right.
It's a class where you learn how to use research tools effectively. Hey, I recognize that class in my curriculum. It's a class for engineers, right? You're going to have to teach Grimm next semester. Oh, I'm looking forward to that. It will be interesting. Thanks for the meal, I'm full. Same, thank you, Bella. You're most welcome. Shall we leave for campus? Hey. I see where this is going. Yes, it's that time again. And judging by the clock, it's time for us to end this episode of Being a Dick. I know, things are getting interesting. Yeah. We had yoga.
Do you not want to do this one scene?
No, no. We aren't feeling good. Yeah, we did yoga. We had fun with that. And we'll promise we'll do a little bit longer Being a Dick next time. I'm not feeling too great right now. But I managed to power through it and get you through all that. So you'll get to see all the fun stuff with Sage next time. At any rate, this is the Grim Lord, and I'm out on Grim's Adult Game Corner.